On Twitter the other night, after your 2-0 game, you tweeted about the loss and, you know, how devastating this is for the baseball community. So, do you want to just tell me about your first listening experience to then? Was it the 65 World Series or sometime before then?
Yeah, I'm sure I watched as much of the games as I could, but the weekday games were in the afternoon. I was in school, but never imagining that, you know, I knew... With that announced team, I knew Ray Scott, because back then they would take an announcer from the Dodgers and an announcer from the other team.
Okay.
So Ray Scott was doing Twins games at the time, so I was more familiar with Ray, but you know, had no concept of the fact that this guy had been with the Dodgers going back to the Brooklyn Dodger game. I was just a little kid. But to, you know, as I grew through adolescence and then adulthood and developed a career in this business, just so incredibly impressed with who he was, what he meant to the game, and how he went about his craft. It was my pleasure to meet him in 2005 and got the chance to express to him, as so many others did, how much he's meant to the game of baseball and to those of us who were trying to do what he did.
Yeah, and what would you say are some of the biggest things you learned from Vin specifically? And, of course, you had a plethora of broadcasters to learn from growing up and once you entered the career in the 80s. But what stood out for Vin specifically that's really shaped you into your career?
He was such a great storyteller, and in baseball there's time to do that, I guess, over the course of an inning. But I guess one of the things he'll always be remembered, not just by me, but Jack Buck was the same way too, of having the greatest home run calls in baseball history, in part because they didn't have a standard signature call. Vin's greatest home run calls were specific to the moment. You know, Gibson did this, and it was such a wonderful thing. Well, and it's an interesting comparison to make, because Jack Buck had a great home run call on Gibson's home run against Eckersley too, but it wasn't, it was specific to that home run, right? And whether directly or indirectly, I think I learned very early on that the best home run calls are unique and not the same time after time after time. And those guys were the best at it. And just the way he carried himself and the way he interacted with people. I'll try to tell you a quick story.
No, go right ahead.
When we were out in 2005 for interleague play, I got a chance to spend some time talking with him about his career and the 65 World Series and all of that. And then over the course of the weekend, I was able to, you know, have small talk with him about different things, just running into him at the broadcast level. So the series ends on a Sunday, and as luck would have it, I'm done out of the booth, and I go to the elevator to take us down to the clubhouse level to get on the bus. But I was on the elevator alone with Vin, and he just had the most energetic smile on his face, and he was holding a bat. And he said, "Dick, you know what I've got here?" He said, "I have a Juan Castro autographed bat." Juan Castro had started with the Dodgers, and in 2005 he was an infielder for the Twins, okay? So Juan Castro is an appreciation for how much Vin Scully had meant to his career. Juan Castro signed a bat for him. And he just had such exuberance about getting this from Juan Castro, who, as you may know, was a good player. And I thought to myself, this guy probably had Jackie Robinson sign a bat for him, right? But he was just as excited to get this gift from Juan Castro, and I think that symbolized how he treated everybody. He was as excited about a Juan Castro bat as he may have been decades before with a Jackie Robinson bat, because he was that late in his career, still so passionate about the game and the people who were playing.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And, you know, what do you think you're going to miss now that he's gone, and just the legacy he's leaving behind for not only the game of baseball, but, you know, broadcasters across this nation? Because I think unanimously everyone can say he was the best American broadcaster to ever do any sport. So,
yeah, and I guess one thing too, and you said any sport, and I'm glad you asked the question that way, because we tend to forget he was a really good NFL announcer too, and a golf announcer, and you know, he had he gave the impression, and I think it was genuine, that there was no place he'd rather be than at that sporting event. And that's something that hopefully, now that he's gone, those of us who are have been blessed to be able to do this, and especially the younger guys who are going to be doing it now for the next few decades, that they appreciate how well he did his job, but also how he did his job. And it wasn't about him. It was never about Vin Scully. It was never about the announcer. It's about what's happening on the field.
And the players.
And the players, because that's what people, you know, and the irony is people, I'm sure, tuned into him just to listen to him. But he never gave you that impression. It was still about what's happening on the field.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's all I have to ask.
Okay.